Every once in a while, you uncover a hidden gem of a place. That's what today's feature is all about. And this feature is one you can see on video as well. Just follow the American Countryside on Facebook to see us discuss a very famous truck and much more. It's all on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
So I must admit, I was like the vast majority of people who decide to come inside the Ralph Foster Museum at the College of the Ozarks. They come to see a very famous truck, a 1921 Oldsmobile that just happens to be the original driven by the cast of the Beverly Hillbillies. That's okay, says Abigail Robbins.
A lot of people, that's all that they know is here, actually. They're like, oh, there's actual other stuff here. Yes, we actually have quite a large collection.
One of the big draws is what you'll find one level up from that hillbilly's truck.
Well, we have a very large gun collection. We have 1,200 plus guns on display on our second floor of the museum, and those are mostly older guns. We do have a few more modern models.
The museum is also known for its extensive music artifacts that concentrate on the Ozarks.
We also have our Cy Simon Music Room, which is probably my personal favorite here. It's just got a lot of information about the Ozarks and country music in the Ozarks. We've got a little television that plays a video about the Ozarks Jubilee. So there's a lot of information about there about country music and kind of how it has influenced the Ozarks and how the Ozarks have influenced country music.
And when you venture upward from the ground floor, you continue to find an amazing collection of items.
And then we have a really large taxidermy collection as well, and it spans from second floor up to the third floor, as well as a large collection of preserved butterflies that were preserved by a local here, and there's actually every species of butterfly.
It's quite a sight to be seen, and you get the hillbilly's truck to boot. Traveling the countryside at the College of the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.